Senate will be in order. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, at this time I call up Senate File 577 with Senator Sinclair, Senate File 2168 with Senator Costello, and Senate File 2174 with Senator Costello.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer calls up Senate File 577, Senate File 2168, and Senate File 2174. Chair recognizes Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair, for opening remarks on Senate File 577.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 577 is a bill that came before us in the last session. It is a bill that allows a parent of a child who's had a non-viable birth to receive a certificate commemorating the child beginning July 1, 2021. This bill has come back to us from the House with an amendment that would conclude my opening comments, and I would like to go to the amendment.
Chair calls up Amendment 5110 by the House. Senator Sinclair, you're in order for opening remarks on Amendment 5110.
Thank you. Amendment 5110 by the House actually makes this the non-viable certificate commemorating a child retroactive to January 1, 2000. They worked with the Iowa Department of Public Health to provide for this, and that would conclude my opening comments on the amendment.
Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair moves that we concur in House Amendment 5110 and ask for an aye vote. Senators, this is your final opportunity to speak on Senate File 577 and the amendment from the House. Once we concur with the House, we move to final passage of Senate File 577. Do any senators seek the floor? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair for final remarks on Amendment 5110.
Thank you. Senate Amendment 5110 and the underlying Senate File 577 is a wonderful opportunity for families who have had grief, and I would encourage the body to vote yes on Senate Amendment 5110.
Senator from Wayne moves the adoption of Amendment 5110 and Senate File 577. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails. The Senate concurs. We now move to the last and final reading of the bill. Secretary will read.
Senate File 577, a bill for recognizing a certificate of non-viable birth being enacted by the Johnson City State of Iowa.
Senator from Wayne moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 577 as amended will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary, open the voice system. Receive your vote. Chair recognizes Senator from Johnson, Senator Walz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please excuse Senator Hogue until he arrives.
Senator Hogue will be excused until he arrives. Senator Mathis votes aye. Senator Rosenboom votes aye. Senator Brown votes aye. Senator Williams votes aye. Senator Guth votes aye. Senator Sweeney votes aye. Senator Green votes aye. Senator from Scott, Senator Smith votes aye. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please excuse Senator Dawson, Senator Lofgren, and Senator Zahn until they arrive.
Senator Dawson, Senator Lofgren, and Senator Zahn will be excused until they arrive. Senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system. Record votes. Senate, pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 46. Those voting no, 0. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes the senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for opening remarks on Senate File 2168.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 2168 comes to us from the Department of Inspections and Appeals, and it regards facility self-reporting of deficient practices. And so this bill allows for a healthcare facility who self-reports a deficient practice prior to an on-site inspection. Any citation or fine may be waived if the following criteria are met. There's been no complaint filed with DIA related to that specific deficient practice, and the facility corrects such practice prior to an inspection. However, penalties arising pursuant to certain specified code or administrative code provisions would still be allowable.
Senator Costello, you're in order for substitution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask to substitute House File 2172 for Senate File 2168.
The Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, asks unanimous consent that House File 2172 be substituted for Senate File 2168. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator Costello, you're in order for opening remarks on House File 2172.
Thank you. I just let the comments I made stand.
Is there further discussion on House File 2172? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for final remarks on House File 2172.
Thank you. I just asked to move the bill.
Senator from Mills moves that House File 2172 be referred last time placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Secretary will read.
House File 2172, above recommending violations by healthcare facility being enacted by Jones and State of Iowa.
Senator from Mills moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, should the bill pass? Those in favor of passage of House File 2172 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary Lopez, the voting system, receive your vote. Senator Sweeney votes aye. Senator Guth votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Rosenboom votes aye. Senator Klemisch votes aye. Senator Mathis votes aye. Senator Green votes aye. Senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary closed voting system. Secretary locked voting system. Record votes. So don't pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting 946. Those voting no, 0. The bill having received constitutional majority is declared to pass. Senate title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask for unanimous consent to withdraw Senate File 2168.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for opening remarks on Senate File 2174.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 2174 is the update. It's also from DIA to update the Child Advocacy Board out-of-date language. And just kind of some of the technical things to update that language. There's amendments, I believe.
There is an amendment. Chair calls up Amendment 5119. Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for opening remarks on Amendment 5119.
So, Amendment 5119 is a strike after amendment, but all it actually does is change one word and enters the word positive so that it says an emotionally significant, in the definition of fictive kin, it clarifies that emotionally significant relationships from fictive kin must be positive relationships.
Is there further discussion on the amendment? See none. Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for final remarks on Amendment 5119.
Thank you. I just moved Amendment 5119.
Senator from Mills moves the adoption of Amendment 5119 to Senate File 2174. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails. Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for substitution.
Thank you. I would like ask the body to for unanimous consent to substitute House File 2390 for Senate File 2174.
Senator from Mills, Senator Costello asks unanimous consent that House File 2390 be substituted for Senate File 2174. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for opening remarks on House File 2390.
Thank you. There is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Chair calls up Amendment 5118. Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for opening comments on Amendment 5118.
Okay. This amendment is simply a technical amendment to correct a drafting error.
Is there further discussion on Amendment 5118? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for final remarks on Amendment 5118.
I move the amendment.
The Senator from Mills moves the adoption of Amendment 5118 to House File 2390. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails. We're now back on House File 2390 as amended. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello, for final remarks on House File 2390 as amended.
Thank you. I would just ask that you move House File 2390 as amended.
Senator from Mills moves that House File 2390 as amended be read for last time placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Secretary will read.
House File 2390, Bill for Enacting Child Welfare and Clean Provisions relating to Foster Care and Child Advocacy Board being enacted by the General State of Iowa.
Senator from Mills moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Tiles agree to the question. Now shall the bill pass. Those in favor of the passage of House File 2390 as amended will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary Lipman, vote yes. Receive your vote. Senator Sweeney votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Rosenboom votes aye. Senator Mathis votes aye. Senator Klimisch votes aye. Senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor votes aye. Senator Shipley votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock voting system. Record vote. Senator, pay attention to result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 46. Those voting no, 0. The bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to pass. Senate title is agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Mills, Senator Costello.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask for unanimous consent to withdraw Senate File 2174.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 577, House File 2172, and House File 2390.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker asks unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 577, House File 2172, and House File 2390. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I call up Senate File 2237 with Senator Williams, Senate File 2282 with Senator Garrett, House File 825 with Senator Taylor, House File 2340 with Senator Knoyer, and House File 2399 with Senator Klemisch.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker calls up Senate File 2237, Senate File 2282, House File 825, House File 2340, and House File 2399. Chair recognizes Senator from Carroll, Senator Williams, for opening remarks on Senate File 2237.
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for a substitution?
You are in order.
I'd like to substitute House File 2217 for Senate File 2237.
Senator from Carroll, Senator Williams asks unanimous consent that House File 2217 be substituted for Senate File 2237. Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senator, you're in order for opening remarks on House File 2217.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, House File 2217 is a bill from the Insurance Division. This deals with international regulatory coordination, group capital calculation, liquidity stress tests of certain insurance companies. This is based on the National Association of Insurance Commissioners model. As Iowa is a leader in insurance for the United States, several companies within Iowa who do business in the United Kingdom and the European Union need to have this bill passed prior to November 7th of this year to comply with covered agreements between the US, EU, and the UK. Those are my opening remarks.
Is there further discussion on House File 2217? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Carroll, Senator Williams, for final remarks on House File 2217.
Move that House File 2217 be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
Senator from Carroll moves that House File 2217 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
House File 2217, a bill for enacting financial reporting of insurance holding company systems to be enacted by the General Assembly State of Iowa.
Senator from Carroll moves that the reading thus far be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, should the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of House File 2217 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary Lipman, the voting system, receive your vote. Senator Zumba votes aye. Senator Klimisch votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. The senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor, votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system. Record vote. Senator will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 46. Those voting no, 0. The bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to have passed. Senate title is agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Carroll, Senator Williams.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the passage of House File 2217, I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw Senate File 2237.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, for opening remarks on Senate File 2282.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that arose out of an incident after the November elections in 2021 in the city of Indianola. And what happened, the outgoing mayor who had lost the election tried to fire two of the members of the Indianola Municipal Utilities Board. You may know there are a number of cities around the state, I understand roughly 80, who have independent municipal utility boards to operate one or more of their utilities, and Indianola is one of those. And there was quite a reaction, let's say, to this. It just seems so obviously not an appropriate thing to do when the mayor has lost to apparently try to settle some political scores or some scores of some sort with some of the members of the board. She was unsuccessful in the long run, but it did cost the city some legal fees to handle this process. So that's what this bill is about, and Mr. President, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Chair calls up Amendment 5120. Chair recognizes Senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, for opening remarks on Amendment 5120.
Thank you, Mr. President. The amendment is a strike after, and what it does, it provides that if the mayor wants to fire members of these independent utilities boards, they can do so only with unanimous consent of the city council. And it has to be for good cause or because of habitual non-attendance of the board meetings by that particular board member. And it provides the procedure. The board member has to be given 30 days notice unless the member requests even more. And after that 30 days is run, then the city council will take a vote. There is an exception here that came up, generated a little controversy along the way, and we do have an exception for cities with a population of more than 200,000. Mr. President, those are my opening remarks on the amendment.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Chair recognizes Senator from Woodbury, Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Garrett, would you yield?
Senator Garrett, will you yield?
Sure.
Senator Smith, you're in order.
Do you know why there was an exemption for cities over 200,000?
Why what? I didn't get that.
Why cities over 200,000, why this won't apply to them?
Well, as I said, during the process, there was quite a little bit of discussion from representatives of the city of Des Moines, frankly, that's who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And rather than gum up the works for the rest of the Iowa cities, we just decided it would probably be the smart thing to do to just exempt them and let them work out their own issues.
Okay, I appreciate that. I just found it a little interesting after last week's conversation about fireworks. When, remember, we tried to exempt cities under 20,000, and the argument was, you know, why do we treat cities differently? We should treat them all the same, so I just kind of put up a red flag, so thank you.
Seeing no further discussion on the amendment, Chair recognizes Senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, for final remarks on Amendment 5120.
I would ask the support of the body for the amendment, and thank you, folks.
The senator from Warren moves the adoption of Amendment 5120 into Senate File 2282. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails. Senator Garrett, you're in order for a substitution.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, I would move now that we substitute House File 2475 for Senate File 2282 as amended.
Senator from Warren, Senator Garrett asks unanimous consent that House File 2475 be substituted for Senate File 2282. Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senator, you're in order for opening remarks on House File 2475.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll just make one more comment here. Even though, as I mentioned, this was kind of brought on by what happened in the city of Indianola, we did hear from a number of other municipal utilities around the state while this process has been going on. So this isn't just an Indianola issue. There were a number of other municipal utilities that expressed support for what we were doing. So with that, I'll just move that the bill be read for the last time, placed on its passage.
Is there further discussion on House File 2475? Seeing none, the senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, moves that House File 2475 be read for the last time, placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Secretary will read.
House File 2475, a bill enacted for the removal of municipal utility board members of specified circumstances, including effective date provisions, being enacted by the General Assembly, State of Iowa.
Senator from Warren moves that the reading thus far be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of House File 2475 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary, level the voice system. Receive your vote. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Giddens votes aye. Senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor votes aye. Senator Whitver votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock voting system and record votes. Senator, pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 42. Those voting no, 5. Bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to have passed. Senate title is agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Warren, Senator Garrett.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the passage. Excuse me just a second. With the passage of House File 2475, I would now ask for permission to withdraw Senate File 2282.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor, for opening remarks on House File 825.
Thank you, Mr. President. HF 825 is a bill that allows consent agreements in domestic abuse and sexual abuse cases without first establishing that such abuse has taken place. This would allow any and all of the current protections in the code to be imposed by a court order without the necessity of the defendant first being found culpable. So, in a nutshell, the bill will make it easier for judges to grant protective orders if both parties agree. This concludes my opening remarks.
Is there further discussion on House File 825? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor, for final remarks on House File 825.
Thank you, Mr. President. I simply move House File 825 be read for the last time and be placed on its passage.
Senator from Sioux moves that House File 825 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Secretary will read.
House File 825, a bill for enacting consent agreements for domestic abuse, sexual abuse, protective orders being enacted by the General Assembly, State of Iowa.
Senator from Sioux moves that the reading thus far be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to? Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of House File 825 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary, level the voting system. Receive your vote. Senator Giddens votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor votes aye. Senator Whitver votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock voting system. And record vote. Sound, pay attention. Result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 47. Those voting no, 0. The bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to pass the Senate, and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Conoria, for opening remarks on House File 2340.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is a strike after amendment, so I'd like to go directly to the amendment.
Chair calls up Amendment 5071. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Conoria, for opening remarks on Amendment 5071.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a strike-all amendment which provides an alternative path towards due process for city and county attorneys to address certain public nuisances that are a risk to the public safety for establishments licensed by ABD.
The amendment made three substantial changes to the bill. It narrowed the radius of liability from 500 feet to any parking lot or areas, including, without limitation, public right-of-ways adjacent to the licensed premises. Second, it requires notification to ABD of a city or county taking court action against a licensee. Excuse me. ABD is required to reduce operating hours for a licensee facing court action for the public nuisance. Lastly, it clarifies who is a licensed premise to only on-premise consumption and those where serving food is incidental to the consumption of alcoholic beverages. This language was taken in part from the definition of a bar under the Smoke-Free Air Act. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there discussion on Amendment 5071? See none. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Kinnear, for final remarks on Amendment 5071.
I move the amendment.
The Senator from Scott moves the adoption of Amendment 5071 to House File 2340. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails. We're now back on House File 2340 as amended. Is there further discussion? See none. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Kinnear, for final remarks on House File 2340 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the bill with the Senate amendment and ask that it be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
Senator from Scott moves that House File 2340 as amended be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Secretary will read.
House File 2340, a bill for enacting a public safety nuisance concerning licensed premises or alcohol beverage, wine, or beer sold or consumed be enacted by Johnson State of Iowa.
Senator from Scott moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of House File 2340 as amended will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary Lippel, the voting system, receive your vote. Senator Johnson votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Giddens votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. The senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor, votes aye. Senator Whitver votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock voting system. Record votes. And pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting 947. Those voting zero. Nay, zero. Bill having received constitutional majority is declared to have passed Senate and title is agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Winnesheek, Senator Klemisch, for opening remarks on House File 2399.
Thank you, Mr. President. My esteemed colleagues in the Senate, House File 2399 is a bill that would generally prohibit a utilization review organization from revoking or imposing a limit, condition, or restriction on a prior authorization after a health care provider provides a health care service to a covered person. There are some exceptions to this. The exceptions would be in case of waste, fraud, or abuse by a provider or a covered person, inaccurate information provided to utilization review at the end of the contract. Those are my opening comments.
Is there further discussion? See none. Chair recognizes Senator from Winnesheek, Senator Klemisch, for final remarks on House File 2399.
Thank you, Mr. President. I simply move House File 2399 be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
Senator from Winnesheek moves that House File 2399 be read for the final time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
House File 2399, a bill for granting reimbursement for health care services provider after receipt of prior authorization, including applicability provisions being enacted by Johnson City, State of Iowa.
Senator from Winnesheek moves that the reading thus far be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, should the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of House File 2399 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary Lippel, the voting system, receive your vote. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Johnson votes aye. Senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor votes aye. Senator Selsey votes aye. The senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor, votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system. Recur vote. Senator, pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 47. Those voting no, 0. The bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to pass sent. That was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 2237, Senate File 2282. I'm sorry. House File 2217, House File 2475, House File 825, House File 2340, House File 2399.
Senator for Polk, Senator Whitver, ask unanimous consent to immediately message House File 2217, House File 2475, House File 825, House File 2340, and House File 2399. Hearing no objection, so ordered. We're at that time of the day for points of personal privilege. Do any senators seek the floor? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Kinney, seek the floor?
A point, Mr. President.
You are in order.
Mr. President, we're coming to a closure here in the Senate, and there's something that I've been continually getting emails and questions about, and that is an eminent domain bill to protect farmers and landowners that for-profit companies with for-profit companies that are looking at going across farmers and property owners' land and the ability to use eminent domain. I myself don't have a problem with a carbon pipeline or any other pipeline. I feel it's the safest way to be able to move products from one point to the other. But I do have concern with companies that are for profit that are being able to use eminent domain. You know, I'd like to see us look at different solutions that they at least have to meet a certain threshold before they are able to use this. You know, I know that there's a moratorium bill that's kicking the can down the road, and to me, this is not the answer. I think we need to sit down and stand up for these landowners and farmers to protect their assets. Thank you.
Chair recognizes Senator from Johnson, Senator Bulka.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, brief point.
You're in order.
Mr. President, there was an article in the newspaper yesterday, I assume people saw, Senator Schultz was quoted, it was regarding the bottle bill. And, you know, we kicked a bill out of here that many of us didn't vote for because we think it's going to kind of kill the bill, but kill the bottle bill, should I say, because it doesn't address the fact that there's $50+ million a year in nickels that we all pay that are going in the pockets of beer distributors and pop distributors that aren't helping support the program. And there's only like 60 places to take bottles and cans to redemption centers. Iowans used to have a few thousand places before grocers and convenience stores basically thumbed their nose at the law and said, we're not taking your bottles or cans back, and that's where we are. But the concerning news in the paper was Senator Schultz saying, and I think a member of the House, saying we're going to can the bottle bill. We're going to get rid of the nickel. We're not going to pay the nickel anymore. Iowans who love the bottle bill, and if you pay attention to the national, international news, I know we've had this program for a long time, all sorts of places all over the world are starting to do bottle deposit and can deposit because of all the plastic pollution that we find in the oceans. And there was a story actually just a couple weeks ago, we all have microplastic in our blood now. Did you see that story? We're drinking plastic when we take water out of the tap back here. We're drinking microplastic, I'm not making this up, when we drink bottled water. And so there's a big movement around the world to try and get a better handle on this. So it's concerning to me that Republicans who can pass any bill on any day of the week on any topic are letting this slide. And we know why. The special interests in this building have written the bill. They've written the bill. I don't see Senator Rosenboom. Senator Rosenboom was on to something. He said we should get our hands on those nickels that Iowans pay for these cans and bottles, thinking they're going to get recycled, and they're being taxed for something they're not getting. And then Senator Schultz is in the paper this week saying maybe it's just time to pull the plug. We can't beat the special interests in this building, so maybe Iowans shouldn't have to pay the nickels that they're getting charged now for bottles and cans. And when I think about it, I thought, well, if we're just giving $50 million a year to the beer distributors and the pop distributors and we're not getting anything back, he might have a point. He might have a point. So I don't know, I'm not gonna ask you to yield, Senator Schultz. I know you, there's Senator Rosenboom. Senator Rosenboom, Senator Schultz says it's time to quit collecting nickels for pop bottles and beer cans. You tried, Senator Rosenboom. You tried to get to the golden goose, but the special interests have taken over this thing once again. We're moving out the door. Iowans, pay attention. Republicans on any day of the week can fix a problem. They've had the controls. They've been at the control panel for 6 years, turning the dials. But on this, they can't get it done because the special interests, Senator Whitfer, got this one locked down. They got locked down over there, and they got it locked down here. So Senator Schultz, ready to throw the towel in, Mr. President. Shame on you. Iowans want this. The world needs it. I don't want to drink plastic. Let's get it together. There's still time, but you got it. Senator Rosenboom knows this. Senator Schultz actually knows it. They brought a bill. They brought an amendment. We thought we were on the track, and then the train got diverted to this other track, and they bring an amendment that not only gets rid of any accounting for this $50+ million in money going to the pockets of these folks so they could buy another yacht or a new swimming pool, and they put in a beer tax cut just because they can. Nobody, I don't know, anybody talking about cutting the beer taxes? In the middle of the night, Senator Schultz brings an amendment and tells us a wonderful deal. We're gonna, not only aren't we getting the $50 million a year, we're gonna give them a tax cut. That's something. That is amazing work by this lobby out here. I mean, I don't know what polls better than this law. People like their bottle bill. There's still time, Senator Schultz. I hope I'm wrong. I hope you were misquoted in the paper. You can tell me you weren't. Republicans can fix any problem on any day of the week. You're running the show here. Fix this. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chair recognizes the senator from Story, Senator Kornbach.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a brief point?
You're in order.
Thank you. I want to agree with both of my Democratic colleagues on the different subjects that they raised. Senator Kennedy is absolutely right about the eminent domain issue and for exactly the right reason. I'm not opposed to a pipeline per se either. It's how the companies are proposing to go about it. If this pipeline project is so very valuable, maybe Mr. Rastetter and his company and the other promoters should share more of that value with the landowners. Offer them a price that makes it worth their while. Don't use the power of government to twist arms or to break arms to get people to agree to deals that are not in their interest. And as far as Senator Bolcom is concerned, he also hits exactly the right point. The bottle bill has been extremely popular in this state, and it's been extremely effective. It does need to be modernized in several different ways, but we're moving in the opposite direction. At least the recent media reporting does make a little bit of progress in that it is more honest about the ultimate goal. All of the fol-de-rol connected with the versions of the bottle bill that have been submitted hide the fact that if that bill were enacted, the bottle bill would functionally be dead. If you intend to go that way, at least be more honest about it, as in the recent news reports. Just kill it outright, and then face the voters on that issue next fall.
See no further senators seeking the floor. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer. Senator, please approach the well. Chair recognizes Senator from Black Hawk, Senator Dotzler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll try to be quicker with my finger pushing. I just wanted to add, and by the way, am I in order for a point?
You are in order.
Thank you. I just wanted to add to the conversation about the bottle bill a few comments, or at least a few comments that I received from my constituents. Now, I agree with Senator Bolcom when he talked about the retailers getting a nickel, but it's not their fault that they're getting a nickel because they're not the ones that aren't taking the cans and bottles back. It's the retailers, that are doing it, not the distributors. So the distributors are selling it to the Hy-Vees of the world, all the grocery stores, the Safeways, Fairways, you name it, the Quick Trips, whatever. And they're the ones that aren't taking the cans back. So my constituents are saying to me, well, if they don't want to take them back, then maybe they don't need to sell the products that they got to take the cans and bottles back to. But we know they're not going to do that because they're making profit off of it. That's the whole problem. And I recall that for years and years, all those bottles and cans were going back there until they decided they didn't want to do it for, like, health reasons. Well, you show me somebody that contacted some kind of a disease or flu or disorder or whatever from taking those bottles back at the point of sale. They could have separate buildings, they could do whatever. So I'm very frustrated with this argument. Senator Bolcom's 100% correct. You can fix it. Just tell them They have to take them back. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer.
I move that we adjourn until Thursday, April 7th at 9 a.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Thursday, April 7th at 9 a.m.
Commerce Committee will meet immediately in room 116. Commerce Committee, immediately in room 116.